Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk to us first about just what the Badger means to Ludington in terms of the economy and jobs.
The car ferry has been for, 60-plus years, been an icon for our community. So it's always had this very sentimental and nostalgic feeling for anyone who lives here or has visited here. But certainly beyond that, it means so much more. It's one of the top economic drivers in our community. A study way back in the 90s had proved that the car ferry, brings about $21 million just to Ludington. And our sister port city in Manitowoc, about $15 million. So it really is strength in our economy. And in this time, we really need those jobs and that money and all the visitors that it brings here.
And I saw one figure that said something like 200 direct jobs because of the Badger. Does that ring true?
Absolutely, yeah. That's on both sides of the lake, but certainly a job is a job. And as we're on the uptick from 2009, we certainly need every job we can restore. So,
Brandy, I saw one quote in a news story from a Ludington resident who said, "We've got one little boat dumping a little bit of ash, but there are many who believe it is unacceptable in any way, shape, or form to be dumping coal ash into Lake Michigan." In fact, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin called Badger the filthiest ship on the Great Lakes. Your answer to them is what?
It is the last. It is the last coal steam-powered ship in the United States. And back when SS Badger set sail on Lake Michigan, it was one of many. And the historical significance, I think, is where our community really feels like it's important that it sticks around. I think some of the facts have been a little exaggerated. They certainly have been operating within the EPA standards ever since and have taken steps in the last, I would say, 10 years to eliminate and use a cleaner burning coal and do whatever they can to be more environmentally friendly. And I think where they're at today, I think they're trying to be a good partner to the environment, but its historical significance is relevant, and that's why they continue to operate the way they do.
Well, last month brought a consent decree between the EPA and the company that owns the Badger, which is Lake Michigan Trans Lake Shortcut, Inc. And that agreement is the company will end coal ash discharge from Badger before 2015. In the meantime, it's supposed to reduce the coal it burns and the ash it discharges. So what would it take to accomplish that goal? Is that something that is doable?
I certainly think so. I know that they have been working very hard over the last few years to come up with some type of technology where they're able to keep their current boiler system but find a way to be more environmentally friendly and meet these criteria. So I think it's definitely doable. I'm glad that they're hopefully going to get the time to be able to explore other options and make sure that they're doing the best option for themselves and for the ship. So
I know the 30-day public comment period on this proposed consent decree is up, and then it's on to whether or not this will be adopted. Obviously, Senator Durbin, he's saying he thinks this consent agreement is too weak. The question is, the technology does exist. Would they be able to switch the Badger over to diesel or natural gas?
As my knowledge is, yes. That was part of how they've come to this agreement, was to be able to show the steps that they're going to take to make sure that they can meet that deadline and meet all the requirements that the EPA is looking for. So we're really positive and looking forward to hearing the results of everything. We're all feeling really good and happy that they've been able to have the conversations that they have with the EPA. And I think with the support with our community and with the support on the other side of the lake and Badger lovers all across the country, I think we'll be able to show that this boat means something and it can continue to run.
You have your fingers crossed on the outcome after this public comment period, that this all comes together. But there are those who say 2 years is too long to wait. And to them, you say what?
I say, we've operated this way for 60 years. And as I've said, I think the last 10 years they've taken many measures to burn the cleanest coal and to do whatever they can to be environmentally friendly. And they have been, actively researching ways to make sure that they're doing what they can. So I think that two more years to give them the time to get to that point and to find whatever technology they need to use is a small step in blip in the timeline of the Badger.
I've been speaking with Brandi Henderson with Ludington's Visitors and Convention Bureau, and a special thanks to Stateside listener Bet Weston, who asked us to take a look and see what is going on with the Badger and with Ludington. And Brandi, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.